Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 2-minute warning if you want to start finding your seat.
just grab it out of the way.
Everybody, you did want to see, we did set up some extras on the side here. Did want to sit down. They're behind the monument by the color garden. Couple in the middle. Don't be afraid. Sit. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dan DiNatale. I'm one of the co-founders of the Battle of Any Foundation. Give a big round of applause for the Buffalo Brass Quintet. Thank you so much for being here again. We also want to thank the crew of the Edward M. Cotter for the spectacular water display. So throughout the Memorial Day weekend, 7,300 flags, they blanket the grounds of the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park, represent the average number of United States veterans who have lost their battle with PTSD since last Memorial Day. Mr. Tony Anderson led this daunting task with our volunteers. So we have our own advisory board, and Mr. Anderson's on that board with us. We had our volunteers from the Boy Scout Troop 350 who traveled all the way from Medford, Minnesota. Thank you so much. We had young men and women of our Masonic youth, the Order of the Himalaya and Triangle. So thank you so much for coming out and doing all that hard work. I appreciate it because it's hard and it's always hot. So thank you so much for doing that. You know, it's a lot of work, but it's also something to remember that each one of those flags represents a flag that was on a coffin, someone who was taken from us from wounds that we cannot see. So keep that in mind, a impactful display once you realize exactly what it represents. We also would like to take a personal note. Brian Will, who's on our board, often acts as a chaplain for us. He recently lost his beloved wife, Linda, and we want to make sure that our love and support goes to him for all he does for us. We should be doing for him. So keep his family in your thoughts and prayers. I'd like to introduce Bill Chapin,
also a co-founder of the Battle of Things, for a brief explanation of who we are, what we do, and why we're here today.
Thank you, Dan. Good morning, everyone. I can't express how grateful all of us are to see all of you here year after year in what is now our fifth year of this Battle Within memorial service that we have here with our gracious hosts, Buffalo, and Erie Naval Park. This is a very personal issue for a number of us, and the more people in the community that we speak with as the years go by, we realize that this scourge of PTSD and veteran suicide affects nearly everyone. Everyone has a friend, family member, neighbor that is struggling, has struggled, and in many cases has lost the battle. A good friend of mine, a good friend of many of ours, Captain Peter Schenk, was an Army reservist, spent multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, was the inspiration for the monument that graces the hill just behind us. He struggled with PTSD for many years, but he hid it very well. And it wasn't until some personal events in his life that he really started his downward spiral. And all of us who were his friends got to experience and witness that struggle firsthand. And eventually, when our brother couldn't take it anymore, he did eventually succeed, and we lost him. And it was at that moment, another of our brothers, Dr. Mark Donnelly, saw the pain that we were experiencing, along with our confusion, and really us being at a loss for the situation that we found ourselves drawn up in. And through some diligent work and support of the community, our Masonic brothers, our friends and family, an idea was started to create a foundation to drive awareness for veterans that are suffering with PTSD, bring awareness to the issue, bring it into the light and out from behind closed doors so that we could talk about this epidemic, talk about solutions, and remember friends, family, and neighbors that we have unfortunately lost. It's now 5 years since we erected the Battle Within Memorial right behind us here under the cherry trees, and we could not have been more moved and honored to see the immediate reaction from the community. Mark shared with us the other night at dinner that it was within 48 hours. We had made no plans. We had told no one this was going to be a practice. Pictures started appearing on the monument. People we've never met, never heard of, but the word was getting out. We had veterans who were currently struggling approach all of us individually, say, I can't believe that we're talking about this out in the open. I think it's time that I actually get some help. That said, those individual victories are not winning the war. They're not winning the battle. The numbers are up. There have been more suicides last year among veterans than the year before and the year before that. We all have so much work to do. With the monument built and this memorial service that we offer every year, we hope that you'll join us in spreading the word. Have a conversation. Offer a shoulder to cry on. It's an individual battle that we all need to take up arms for. We have to do more. We have to raise awareness. We have to encourage leaders to provide the proper funding and resources to research and treat the many, many untold suffering brothers and sisters who haven't come forward. We're really, really appreciative of the ability for us to be here every year to do the art installation of the 7,300 flags that carry so much meaning. And we're really excited for the path forward. We're currently in the midst of a capital campaign to raise funds that will be earmarked for the Masonic Medical Research Institute out of Utica, New York, which is a world-renowned research facility. And they will be funding brand new programs to research genetic predispositions, treatment, and therapies for those that are suffering. And if you are interested in contributing to that cause, we would welcome you to speak to any of us up here, and we will help you find out exactly the way in which you could be a supporter and help us continue this fight that needs all of our support. So again, I just want to thank everyone for coming out here to join us. We hope that we all go and leave today after today's service feeling overwhelmed with not only appreciation for all of our veterans that we've lost as we remember this Memorial Day, those that have come home physically injured, but also those who have come home emotionally and psychologically injured. They need our support now more than ever. We know that you are our supporters. We ask you to be our supporters out there in your lives. Don't let this be just a Memorial Day conversation. Let this be a conversation that continues now and going forward. And with your help, we hope that we can chip away at this appalling statistic that continues to plague the veteran community. On behalf of the Battle Within Foundation, we couldn't be more thrilled for your support. Thank you for coming today. It's been a pleasure.
It is my honor to introduce Mr. Paul Marzello, President and CEO of the Buffalo, Erie County, and Naval Yard.
Good morning, everyone. What a glorious day. I just want to welcome you all to the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park. This park was created in 1977 when the ships came in. It took us a couple of years to get the ships ready for public use, and then they're open to the public now, 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I can't tell you how much it pleases me to see the kinds of activities that we see in this entire weekend. I saw parents, I saw grandparents, I saw kids and grandchildren walking about amongst the flags, amongst the monuments, asking questions. And it's up to us, the parents, the grandparents, to explain to them the meaning behind those flags, to explain to them the meaning behind the ships, that they recognize that they stand for courage and sacrifice. And for all of those veterans who are here today, I want to thank you for your service. And I hope that you spend a glorious afternoon together, milling about, maybe even attending, going up on the ships. But I thank you for your attendance, and thank you for taking the time out of your day to share in this special moment here at the Naval Park. I do want to bring up our chairman of the board, Mr. Terry McGuire, who would also like to say a few words. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone. As you may know, the Masons are by trade builders, and they take great pride in their work, the precision, their calling, whether it be laying down cornerstones and walls of a building or reinforcing the foundations of decent, just, and morally strong society that they hope to build. With their mission of brotherhood, brotherly love, relief, and truth, Mark, Don, and Bill, your fellow Masons, thank you for honoring the fallen of your own ranks, Captain Peter Shank, and your team's efforts to create this beautiful monument behind us to memorialize them and as an offering of hope for the future that we can prevent suicide. The mission we all embrace continues. It's fitting then that we have presiding and leading our Memorial Day ceremony, our Masons, led by our friend who helped bring it together in a quick fashion, probably the fastest fashion of any monument built in this park, the Battle Within Monument. And Mark Donnelly, Dr. Donnelly, who's back there, thank you, sir, again, for putting this together. Good team. We're bringing great awareness to the unseen psychological effects of war. With public awareness, we can continue to bring the resources to help our veterans struggling with PTSD and suicide. And just on a personal note, just this last week, I've had several people reach out to me, veterans that are in need. You know who these folks are. You know who they are. They need help. They get back from their deployments, their units, their bonds of strength between their brothers and sisters, and then they come back to everyday life, which is a struggle for many. It's hard to come away from such a great structure, a great ethos, and then find peace and meaning and purposefulness in their lives. So you know who those folks are that are struggling. I highly encourage you to ask the one single most important question to them. Are you thinking of hurting yourself? And if you don't like the answer that you get and you feel uncomfortable with the answer that they've given you, get them into the VA and other critical counseling resources to help them. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 988-PRESS-1. And also it's written on our bench over here. There's the long form of it. But I highly recommend 988-PRESS-1 to help our veterans. So our work continues. Thank you again for being here today on a solemn and heavy felt day as we go forward. And we do right by our friends, our Masons, that help bring the cornerstones of our life back together again, to rebuild what we have in our society, to come together, to be united, for the purpose of honoring and respecting our fallen that came before us to give us the great lifestyle and the life and the liberties that we have today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Pastor Paul Emery comes from us from Medell College, where he serves as the chaplain for the campus ministry program. Pastor Paul, what is our location?
Let us bow our heads. The one who whispers our name this day, we pause to remember those lives that we lost and those lives that were forever changed. May we remember your great love for us and the love that holds a great demonstration of a love and to lay one's life down for another. We pray for those who have not come home. We have praise for those who now live with you. We pray to you for those who have served. We pray for those who are in need this day. We pray that our reflections honor them, that they who made a choice, as well as many more, to willing do to do what they were called upon to do. So on this day, we honor their legacy, and we commit ourselves to be more vigilant in our love for others, for our nation, and for those who serve, for the cause of freedom, the causes of freedom, for justice and peace throughout the world. Is on this day, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
The Niagara Falls Air Force Honor Guard presents the colors, along with our other, along with the Boy Scouts. We have today's national anthem, the opera singer, Andres Varo. Soprano Andres Varo has performed lead sporting and ensemble opera roles for over 20 years. He'll be accompanied today by the Buffalo Brass Quintet.
What the glory we have, and the point gleaming, oh,
so much, Andrea, Boy Scouts, and the National Air Force Honor Guard. Once again, here's Pastor Paul for morning service.
You know, those kids came all the way to Minnesota. Would you join me up here? I know this is a little bit unusual, but I want you to return with us. There was an entertainer that many of us my age remember by the name of Red Skelton. And he inspired everyone with this reading of the Pledge of Allegiance, in which he explained the meaning of each and every word. Please let me paraphrase. I listened to these children at the place today, and in school, I bet we all said it a million times. And if I may, I recited it again in a meeting of the words that Red Scout shared with us. I, me, an individual, a community of one, pledge, dedicate all my worldly gifts to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and devotion. The flag, our standard, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect because your loyalty has given her dignity that shouts freedom is everyone's job. Of the United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have been united into 52 great states, 52 great individual communities with pride, dignity, and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united with common purpose, and that is love of the country. And to the Republic, a state in which the sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And the government is the people, and is for the people, through the leaders, not for the leaders to the people. For which it stands, one nation. One nation being so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fears, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle of equality of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine, ours. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite that pledge one more time, so that they can hear it in the heavens. Share with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, indivisible, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may go back to your places now. And please, thank you for joining us and have a safe trip back to Minnesota. No place like home, right? As I was preparing my words for today, my short words for today, I had it all set in my head. And of course, as you know, when you begin to think you finally have it figured out, it never really is what you're going to say. But I came upon an article about a tour that was going through Washington, D.C. And it came to the memorial, and one of the tour guides asked one of the group, what is the meaning of Memorial Day? One enthusiastic little boy jumped up and said, it's the day we open the pool. How sad that many of us, many people don't know the meaning of Memorial. Some will say it's about picnics and parties, hot dogs, hamburgers, weekend vacations, boat rides, parades, and even opening the pool. But Memorial Day is more than that. It's about remembering. It has a memory of its own, and yet it is so easy to forget the place, the price that was paid for our freedom. I was reading this story about this young man who had served, who had been in high school. His mother and dad said, we will pay for your college. And the young man said, no, Mom, no, Dad. I'm going to be a Marine. 2 days later, he left. Okay. He wrote his mother and dad, and he said, it was harder than I thought. And I don't like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I did it. I am a proud Marine. 2 years later, he was sent to Iraq. He was there for 10 months. Came home and re-upped for another term. Again, was sent back to Afghanistan, this time for 11 months. He then opted out, joined the reserves, and used the GI Bill to go to school. And he attended the University of California, Los Angeles, commonly known as UCLA. Well, his first day in class, he got there 45 minutes early. He said, a Marine is always early. He was prepared and sat in the front row. The front's very steep. And he watched as over 200 students walked into that humongous classroom. And then the professor arrived. He walked into the class, and his eyes fell upon the young man. And the first thing he noticed wasn't his short haircut, the way he was dressed so clean. It was that he had shiny shoes. He looked at him and he said, you must be a military person. He jumped to his feet and he said, Marine, sir. The professor went, ha, not in this class. He went on to berate him, the whole rest of the class, about what he did, what the military did against the government. It was quite nasty. The young man sat there, and some of his classmates even joined in on the condemnation. But the man young man never said anything. He walked out of class proudly. He went home. 2 days later, the class reconvened. Everybody was there. But the seat in which this young man had sat in, then the professor looked at the seat and went, "See, I told you." But 15 minutes later, that young man walked to the door in his full uniform. And looked at his professors and looked at his classmates and said, "I have something to say." He said, "I want you to watch this screen." And he showed the pictures of Arlington National Center. For 15 minutes, the class was spellbound. He looked at them and he said, "I serve. They serve to protect you." No one said a word. They stood there and they looked at him. He did an about face. He walked to the door. Stone quiet was that room. He got to the door. He said to the class, and he turned around. "The words you're looking for." Turned around and he walked up the door. On this day, we remember. We remember those who have served. Remember those who have given the ultimate price. On this day, we remember.
Thank you, Pastor Paul. Today's keynote speaker is Leonard Lentaine. He's a Navy Top Gun fighter pilot, born and raised in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He knew the value of the Navy. His father was injured in a coal mining accident, and he helped his family get through with his paperwork. Once he graduated high school, he decided to join the Navy. His goal was to spend 4 years there and go to Penn State for a degree in electronics. Once in the Navy, Len passed their college equivalency test, and my daddy qualified for Navy flight training. Proving to be a natural in the air, Kane went on to set a record for flying 6 different Navy aircraft types in 2 days of combat missions. He flew in 103 combat missions in Vietnam and became the first East Coast Top Gun and all-Navy Top Gun in the same year. In 1977, he was the youngest officer promoted to captain. Len was able to serve his nation with distinction, earning 2 combat distinguished flying crosses, 7 combat air medals, 2 Navy commendation medals with combat valor, Navy unit commendation ribbon, National Defense Medal with 1 bronze star, Vietnam Service Medal with 3 bronze stars, a Republic of Vietnam campaign medal with devices, and a command at E star. In 1980, Kane was selected for promotion to Rear Admiral 2 star. But at this time, he decided to retire and be home with his wife and his family. And if you could please stand and be recognized. Len is currently focusing on charity full-time with his Golden Rule Society, celebrating 51 years as an official philanthropic organization. The society aids many major charitable organizations, but largely focuses on helping children, especially those service members. The Golden Rule Society has helped fund programs and activities benefiting kids across all 50 states and over 100 countries. Over the years, Kane has received many decorations and recognition for his service and humanitarian efforts. And over the last 2 decades, has received 5 nominations for Nobel Peace Prizes. His work and passion for creating a better world continues to drive Kane as he offers his time and dedication toward the noble goal of world peace. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to present you 2-star Rear Admiral Len Kane.
And yes, this is the day that we remember all of those who gave their life for our freedoms. And there's nothing more touching than that. We should pray for them, all of you, who gave your life so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have on this earth. God bless them all. I'm here to just tell you a few things, because I'm in a coal miner's kid from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And thank you for mentioning the fact that I graduated high school and heading off to join the Navy. And as I was leaving, my mother, God bless her, said, "Len, before you leave," and I was picking up my little bag to go off to the Navy, she said, "I want you to remember something. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind." Those three words were in my heart, in my mind. Oh, just tickled me every day. Anyway, just to get on with it, yes, all those things in the Navy was fine. And since I'm out of the Navy, and you mentioned the Golden Rule Society, this is what we're doing. I hope you can get it away. And I want you to either write this down, put it in your mind. It's very simple. We all know how it goes. www.goldenrulesociety.org. No spaces in the Golden Rule Society. All one. And when you get there, gifts for you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, all heaven. And on Fridays, I do a radio talk show that goes to 75 countries. And I tell them, "Welcome aboard, and I'll watch my lips." And I'll say, "This is a radio show, but I got your attention, and here's the deal. We're not selling anything. These are gifts to help make it a better world. And remember, all of those who served, fought, and died to give us the freedom to do just that." So I want to thank you for all of that. But do yourself a favor, because the things that you will get, people were talking about, "Gee, this is really great because we're getting folks who are helping out with the medical program." And I happen to be blessed to be part of a program where it's called Achieve Health. You can write this down and visit it when you do visit the Golden Rule Society, because you know what? We were the number one organization in the world 2 years ago supporting the medical industry. You want to learn something about this, that, and the other? Just go to see Antiva Health. I told this to all the doctors that I had come in contact with, and they said, "Oh, yeah, Len, I've heard about this." And they go and take a look at it, and they call me up and say, "Why the heck didn't you tell me about this soon?" It's that good of an organization. And it's wonderful that you ought to tell your doctors about it when you visit the site itself. Because it's going to get like visiting a doctor by your own self and not having to pay any fee. Why not? Give it a shot. So there's all many stories to tell about this and that and the other. But the point I'm trying to make is do the best you can to make it a better world. And it's just interesting. Please, treat everybody the way you want to be treated. Because we have this, right now, it's wonderful. And it's a kindness campaign, nationwide, worldwide. Very simple. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart, and peace in the world. Treat others the way you want to be treated, hopefully, with dignity and respect. And this program, as you mentioned, 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And that's the way it works. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to belabor it, but it just tugs at my heart, brings you to know that this is available to you, and we're going to make it a better world. Come be a part of it. And I thank you kindly. God bless you all. Thank you very much.
We'd now like to pay tribute to the 6 branches of our armed forces in remembrance of the tens of thousands of lives each one gave to preserve our liberty. As each branch of the military is presented that you and your family are unfortunately along with their anthem being played. Please reverently stand and place your hand on your heart. Natalia Schreiner, duty of honor and welcome back. The United States flag honors the memory of veterans' service to our country. The ceremonial folding and presentation of the flag is a moving tribute intended to express profound gratitude for those who served our nation. Members of the Niagara Air Force Honor Guard will perform today's flag folding ceremony. Esther McCacklin, Gold Star Mother of Private First Class David Evans, will receive the folded flag. Thank you.
The stars, the union consists of white stars on a blue field, symbolic of a new constellation. Each star represents one individual state, and together they stand united, indivisible. The stripes represent the original 13 colonies that declared their independence from Great Britain in 1776. The unofficial red is symbolic for the blood of those who have given their lives to protect and defend our great nation from all the enemies, both foreign and domestic. White represents purity, innocence, and hope. Blue is for vigilance, perseverance, and justice. In our hearts, our flag stands for many things, evidence in the Declaration of Independence, where all men are created equal, with rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The right of the people to alter or abolish any form of government that becomes disruptive. Our flag stands for the Constitution of the United States of America, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. It provides for security to all of the citizens, but also provides for a fair and swift trial. It abolishes slavery, and it gives each and every individual of age the right to participate in our voting process, to have a say in his or her future. Our flag is a beacon recognized around the world to represent freedom during times of peace or during times of war. This is what we live for. This is what we will fight for. And if necessary, to push the hand of God in her defense, the charge that we accept as soldiers, sailors, and marines is a noble one that will grow the heart stronger than that of a volunteer. Let us pray that God will reflect with admiration the willingness of one nation in its attempt to rid the world of tyranny, oppression, and misery. It is this one nation
under God. It's all. So you write it, state it, let them know it. God bless all of you. God bless all of you. God bless America.
The Monument Garden here at the Naval Park provides the principal place to honor all the branches of the United States Armed Forces. It's home to many memorials, including the Iraq and Afghanistan Monument, Vietnam Memorial, the Park Memorial, Hispanic and Latino Memorial, the Battle Living PTSD Monument, and the recently erected African American Veterans Memorial. Please feel free to stand at attention when a conflict with which you're associated is being honored. The following people will now lay wreaths here. After our presentation this morning, they will be relayed at each appropriate monument along the road as well. The Korean War Memorial. Peter Goho, U.S. Navy veteran, Chief Docent at the Naval. Iraq Afghanistan Memorial. Lieutenant Colonel retired Stephen R. Bunch, United States Army. Hispanic and Latino Memorial. Esmero D. Rodriguez Sr., brother of Gabriel. The Battle Within Monument. Jason Gutierrez, veteran, U.S. Marine Corps. The African American Veterans Memorial. Roger Moss, U.S. Army, Vietnam Veteran. Oh, careful. Sorry, my boss. Vietnam Memorial. Lloyd Chilson III, U.S. Army Specialist. He'll be aided by Frank Bud Kowalewski, U.S. Army Specialist, Purple Heart recipient. Bud travels here today from Philadelphia. The wreath was donated by Riverside High School class of 1956. And now, Director of 10th and 4th at the bow of the USS Little Rock. All of your docents here at the Naval Park will be placing a wreath from the bow of the USS Little Rock to honor lone brave soul buried at sea. suppose today's ceremony we occur differently because each of these memorials have prayer things. We welcome you to assemble at each memorial of Pastor Emery will now close with our benediction.
On this day, we remember all gave some gave all, none but not forgotten. On this day, we will remember. It is in his name we pray. Amen.
Color guard. So before we leave this thing, like I just want to say, part of the story is still complete. When we started, imagine what you can do to him. Only three did this, and then no more, and then more. Let me imagine the change, the impact, the women that we can build together. So, not one has to suffer in silence. You can change everything. It's time to try. This marks the end of today's ceremony. Thank you all for coming. The Buffalo Brass Quartet will continue to play for one longer. I hope you enjoy your time here at the community. And I hope you have a reflective and insightful point.